Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Today is the night of Thursday, the night of Jummah, and it is a unique night of Jummah. Shaban, with its mercies, with its blessings, it is gathering itself, pulling itself together in these final moments. And it is departing from us. It is leaving us. And alhamdulillah, Ramadan, with its blessings, rewards, treasures, mercies, is coming to us. Ajib, beautiful, you can say, movement of two lights in opposite to each other. In such a condition, for a person to remain negligent or ghafil, is a great loss, my friends. Alhamdulillah, in this valuable time, such beautiful a destination we're going towards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us His beautiful and beloved deed of dhikrullah. He's given us the ability to perform it. This is the first night of Ramadan, which has started. The first night of Ramadan. So these moments that we have been waiting for all night long, alhamdulillah, with the fadl and karam of Allah, those moments have come to us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Ramadan, has destined for us Ramadan. It's Allah's fadl, His grace, His blessings that Ramadan has started. And this is the first night of Ramadan. The first night of Ramadan. And how is this night starting? The Holy Prophet, the head of the Anbiya, Sayyid al-Mursaleen, Shafi al-Muslimin, Habibi Rabbil Alameen, the beloved of the Lord of the Universe, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can only tell us, nor did Abu Bakr Sadiq know, nor did Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu know, nor did Hazrat Ali or Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhum know. Nor did Abu Huraira know, nor did Talha know. Nobody had this knowledge. There was only one person, who gave us the glad tidings, the news, the communication, the information. That is the master, the respected and honorable Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu narrates this hadith, that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that this night that's come, this is the beautiful first night of Ramadan, and this moon that we see in the clouds, and it's given us the good news of the beginning of Ramadan, and it's a great rejoicing in the clouds, in the heavens, in the skies, alhamdulillah. And Allah Ta'ala has given us this night. This is the first night of Ramadan. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated the scene for this night, that this night it starts in such a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the skies, all the skies and the doors of paradise are opened, subhanallah. And during the whole of Ramadan, the doors of paradise remain open, and during the whole of Ramadan they are not closed. And for every mu'min, in other words, this is a great opportunity, a message that a person is coming and going and occupied, going into paradise, coming out, going in, coming out. Every moment, every second of a mu'min's life has become so easy. It's become so simple and easy that those amal Allah Ta'ala has given to us, bestowed to us, even a minor of small scale, physically easy to do deeds will allow a person to go into paradise because the doors of paradise are open. As Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, that this first night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't just open the doors of paradise, rather all the doors of hell are shut, closed. And more than that, Allah is so kareem, because this is a great month for the mu'mineen. Allah's fadl, may Allah have mercy on us. Allah Ta'ala has also arranged another thing. Allah has arranged nothing. That Jannah is opened. It is opened. The doors of Jahannam are sealed, shut, closed. And also further than that, Allah says, Jibreel, go to the earth and Shayateen, imprison them.
and shackle them with the chains and throw them into the middle of the oceans. Because my Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ummah, their fasting shouldn't be spoilt, and they shouldn't destroy or affect or spoil their fast. So tonight, all shayateen, we are free from them. Allah Ta'ala gives us that freedom from shaitan, and with ease, the wasawis, the whispering of shaitan, we're safe from that. And this ni'mah that Allah Ta'ala has given, with such ease, we are able to pass the month of Ramadan. And another point, which is very beautiful and unique, subhanallah, and it is a great piece of news and good news for us in the first night. Has Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, when the first night of Ramadan arrives, then Allah jalla jalalahu amma nawalahu, he in this first night, soon as it's just about to start, and Allah Ta'ala pays a special attention to his creation, to the mu'mineen. And it's a special attention that Allah Ta'ala gives in the beginning of Ramadan, in this night, that whoever attains this special focus and attention of Allah, then never will Allah Ta'ala give that person adab, punishment. Never will Allah give that person adab. So, in this humble servant's mind, a thought came that we as people are sitting and the first night of Ramadan is about to start suddenly soon, and this hadith is in front of us, then subhanallah, we're not in a shopping center, we're not in a marketplace, we're not implementing a sin or a wrong action or an action of ignorance. Rather, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, according to our capabilities and abilities, we are all immersed and occupied in Allah's dhikr. So there's no doubt right now, there is zero doubt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not pay attention to us or pay a special glance or look at us. Rather, it's good news, happy days, then normal days for the dhakireen, those who remember Allah. As soon as they start dhikr, Allah's rahmah surrounds them, envelops them. So this is the specific elite dhikr of Ramadan we're going to do tonight. So imagine Allah's special focus, special attention, his glance and look at the people that will descend, and the mercy will descend, and subhanallah, then how can the people who will do dhikr at this time be in loss, my friends? Congratulations to you. Congratulations that for these few moments, that from Asr until Maghrib, you have pulled yourself together, and Allah Ta'ala has given you the tawfiq to do his dhikr, his remembrance. This night, this first night of Ramadan, that Allah Ta'ala says that for this night, the first night, we wait the whole year. And in this night, in the beginning night of Ramadan, all the whole of Jannah, the whole of Paris, all the angels and all creation, to show them, the whole of creation, that look, that what a great start to the great month of Ramadan. Underneath the arsh, a wind, it flows. And the name of the hawa is Mashira. Yes, that wind, the special quality is that from the trees of paradise and the leaves and the doors through, it flows through happily. When it flows, it touches all these parts of Jannah. When it touches and it's rejoicing, it moves them. And this wind, when it touches and when it moves, all the parts of paradise move. Then a beautiful, you can say, voice comes out. A beautiful, melodious note comes out that nobody before has ever heard and nobody can hear. Understand, all the hoods of Jannah, if you see the husn, the beauty of the hoods of Jannah, but they are increased, they are made up even more and decorated even more, and they come and stand in the places of paradise. Ajib, unique scene, mashallah. This is the scene of paradise. Rasulullah has described this night, which is passing, and they stand in paradise and they call out, is there anyone who will ask for us from Allah, that may Allah Ta'ala do his nikah with us? Subhanallah. In other words, this is the hint, the direction. Such a fantastic month is starting, such a great month is starting, that we will come into your nikah, we'll be your brides in this Ramadan, if you do the amal that Allah Ta'ala has given to you. And then, subhanallah, they say that in the language of Jannah, they tell us, what is this night tonight? So beautiful, such a brilliant night. Please tell us. A wind of Jannah, paradise, and the door of Jannah, Ridwan, and it will answer, reply, that, oh beautiful hoors, this is the first night of the month of Ramadan. This is the first night of the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala, He has given this month to the people of the Ummah of the Prophet ﷺ, and He opens the doors of paradise for the fasting people in this month, and Allah Ta'ala gives them all the rewards of paradise. So my brothers, subhanallah, this is the start of this month, and Allah knows best what great nights will come, what great days will come, days and nights, those moments, alhamdulillah, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give forgiveness and rahmah, mercies. Allah is the greatest, Allahu Akbar Kabira, alhamdulillah kathira. So my Mawla, our Lord, just like we have started this night, Allah has given us the ability and His mercy has come to us with His fadl, special grace. Allah, please, for the rest of Ramadan, with the same well-being and health and with Your grace, please allow us to spend the rest of Ramadan the same way, with simplicity, with ease. Allah, give us ease, give us contentment, and with love, may we do ibadah during this month, and with Your tawfiq, Allah, we do all those amal that Allah Ta'ala likes, and especially all those wrong actions, makruh actions, disliked actions from sins and wasteful talk, due to which Allah Ta'ala dislikes, due to which the angels of the Rahmah will not come into the houses in normal days, due to those wretched actions, may Allah Ta'ala purify homes from those things. May not be that such a beautiful month, beautiful nights, that we are lost from Allah's Rahmah, my brothers. That purify your homes from wrong, clean your homes from the wrong, put the padlocks on. Just like Allah Ta'ala has imprisoned the shaitans and thrown them to the oceans, what we need to do as well, those shayateeni tools, resources, means that Allah Ta'ala has warned us from, the Prophet has warned us from, that those people have these things in their homes, then shaitan and Allah's rahmah mercy, the angels and Allah's rahmah cannot come there. So how sad, that who knows after this will we get Ramadan again, and we should not waste this Ramadan due to our nafs, our desires. We should lock those things away, we should end them, and we should promise from today, this night, the beginning of Ramadan, that inshaAllah, the whole of Ramadan, we will protect ourselves from wrong, and in our homes, no wrong thing should be present that will prevent the angels of Rahmah, that they don't come to Him, and that if Allah's mercy then stops. No, we shouldn't do this. So, Ramadan, three amal that we need to do, let's pay attention. Instead of wasting time with kharafat and loss, actions that incur loss, we should be adhering to these three deeds. Especially, this is the decoration of Ramadan, this is the husn of Ramadan if we do. Number one, dhikr Allah in abundance, high quantity. Allah has given us tawfiq with His grace, His mercy. We cannot do nothing, we cannot say nothing. But in these majalis, if Allah gives tawfiq, ability, if these majalis continue, this is a great ni'mah and treasure of Allah. Morning after fajr and in the evening after asr, until breaking the fast, definitely attend these majalis. Great rewards Allah Ta'ala has kept in these gatherings. Number two, recite Quran in high quantity, abundance. This is the month of the Quran. This is the month of the Quran. Recite the Quran in high quantity. Make it in your schedule. Put it in your schedule. This time I will read this many juz, or I'll recite this much of Quran. Dhikrullah, number one. Number two, recite Quran in abundance. And third thing, which should be extremely, we should adhere to, that is dua. Ask Allah. Ask from Allah. If Allah has opened the doors, all the doors, then dua will go straight up direct to Allah Ta'ala with His grace. This is the month for asking. This is the month for asking. This is the month for asking. Requesting, pleading, begging. Any good deed you do, straight away raise your hands to Allah. And ask so much that we should start to feel, alhamdulillah, we've attained that thing we're asking. Subhanallah. Ask as much as you can. Totally end your despair. Throw out the despair, ask from Allah, and Ramadan is a great treasure of Allah, great treasure of Allah. So keep on asking. Ask so much that your hands should tire, and you should be tired of standing, your feet should swell standing in the presence of Allah, doing sujood and prostration, raise your hands and cry and do dua in every moment. What we should be doing, whenever we do anything, wherever you are, raise your hands and ask from Allah, start asking from Allah. Ask in English, in different languages, Urdu, Farsi, Persian, in Gujarati, whichever language you know, request, speak to Allah. Ask if you don't know in Arabic, then Allah knows all the languages. Yes, utilize any language, but behind there should be one factor. What is that factor? Pain in the heart, the broken heart. Pleading from the heart, beg from Allah from the heart, to Allah from the heart. Doesn't have to be, you don't have to ask in Arabic. Whichever language you plead in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of all languages and our du'as will be accepted. These three actions are lazim, essential, and we must do. Alhamdulillah. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, ability, because Ramadan is arriving, it's arriving, it's imminent. Fragrance is spread everywhere. Look towards the sky, is the fragrance. That this was the same sky, the same evening, but a beautiful, unique environment has been created. Alhamdulillah, praise to Allah. Congratulations to you all. Ramadan Mubarak to you all. These moments be Mubarak to you. May Allah Haq Ta'ala make our Ramadan the best for all of us. Make this Ramadan the best for us. Make this Ramadan the best for us. The best Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. Ameen. Recite the Durood Sharif.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المذنبين طه ياسين العظيم الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد نبي أمي وزوجه أمهات المؤمنين وزوجاته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعملنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسررت وما أعلمت وما أسفت وأنت عنو بي أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين همزه مولا الرحمن الرحيم يا حي يا غفار يا ستار يا رحم كرنے والے میرے مولا اپنے فضل کرم سے میرا مولا جس طرح تو نے ہمیں رمضان نصیب فرمایا یا اللہ پورے رمضان میں ہمیں برکات نصیب فرما اسی رحمت نصیب فرما اس کے انعامات نصیب فرما یا اللہ جس حسین طریقے سے میرے مولا تو نے اپنے فضل و کرم سے رمضان کی ابتدا کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرمائے میرے مولا سارا رمضان اسی سکون کے ساتھ اسی محبت کے ساتھ اسی آسودگی کے ساتھ اسی عافیت کے ساتھ اسی طرح میرے مولا ہمیں گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ اچھی اچھی عبادتوں کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ اچھی اچھی تلاوتوں کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ قصر سے تو سے دعائیں مانگنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے سینوں کو پاک فرما دلوں کو پاک فرما یا اللہ اپنی معرفت کے نور سے ہمارے دلوں کو بھر دے میرے مولا یا کریم اس رمضان میں میرا مولا اس کی ابتدا جو حسین طریقے سے تو نے کرائی میرے مولا شب جمعہ پر کرائی یا اللہ اپنے عظیم کلمات کی ورد کے ساتھ کرائی نبی کریم سن کے درود پاک کے ساتھ کرائی اے میرے مولا یہ اس چیز کا اظہار ہے میرے مولا کہ تیری رحمت ہم پر متوجہ ہے یا کریم تیری رحمت ہم پر متوجہ ہے میرے مولا تو ہمیں بخشنا چاہتا ہے یا اللہ تو ہمیں بخش دے یا اللہ تو ہمیں بخش دے ہمارے گناہ معاف فرما یا اللہ ہماری خطائیں معاف فرما یا اللہ تم پہ رحم فرما یا اللہ ہمیں کسی آزمائش میں نہ ڈال کسی مشکل میں نہ ڈال یا اللہ ہمیں آسانی کے ساتھ ہر زندگی گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرماؤں. یا اللہ آفات کو، برائیوں کو، مصیبتوں کو، پریشانیوں کو، بیماریوں کو میرے مولا تو ہم سے دور کر دے. یا اللہ اپنی رحمتوں کے سایہ پہ ڈال دے، اپنے فضل کے سایہ پہ ڈال دے. یا اللہ تو ہماری حاجات کو جانتا ہے، یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کے دکھوں کو جانتا ہے، پریشانی کو جانتا ہے. یا اللہ یا اللہ اس قیمتی لمحات میں، گھڑیوں میں نے مولا ہم ہاتھ اٹھائے ہوئے میرے مولا، ساری کی ساری وہ دعائیں جو میرے مولا ہم نے رمضان میں مانگنی میں نے مولا قبول فرما لے. یا اللہ ہماری ساری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما لینا، ساری عبادتوں کو قبول فرما لینا. یا اللہ ہماری راتوں کو قبول فرما لینا، ہمارے سجود کو قبول فرما لینا. یا اللہ ٹوٹی پوٹی محنتوں کو ہمارے قبول فرما لینا میرے مولا. یا اللہ پیش کی ہم تو سلزا فرماتے ہیں. یا اللہ ہماری تمام تمام مصیبتوں کو، بلاؤں کو، بیماریوں کو ہمارے گھروں سے نکال دے، ہماری پریشانی کو نکال دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ رمضان میں ہمارے گھروں کو پاک صاف کر دے، رحمتوں اور فرشتوں کی آماج گاہ بنا دے میرے مولا. جو غلاظتیں ہمارے گھروں کے اندر موجود ہیں اس وقت میرے مولا، یا اللہ اس کو گھروں سے نکالنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ تمام گانے بجانے جو حرام وہ چیزیں جو تو ناپسند فرماتا ہے، جہاں پر تیری رحمتوں کا اور تیری فرشتوں کا نزول ممنوع ہے میرے مولا، یا اللہ اس سے ہمارے گھروں کو پاک فرما دے. اور میرے مولا جو گھر ہے، جو سب سے بڑا گھر ہمارے جسم کے اندر دل ہے میرے مولا، اس سے بھی ساری غلاظتوں کو دور فرما دے. یا اللہ دل سے اپنے دشمنوں کو، دوستوں کو معاف کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. اے میرے مولا اس وقت تمام کینہ بدکاریاں سب چیزوں سے ہمارے دلوں کو پاک اور صاف فرما دے، کیونکہ حسین ترین میرے مولا لمحات ہیں جو اس گھر کے اندر ہمارے دلوں کے اندر میرے آنے والا ہے. یا رحم اللہ تیری رحمتیں اترنے والی ہیں، تیرے فضل اترنے والے ہیں. یا اللہ پیش گوئی سے ہمارے تمام غلاظتوں سے ہمارے سینوں کو، ہمارے دلوں کو پاک فرما دے. ہم سب کو معاف کرتے ہیں میرے مولا، اور سب ہمیں معاف فرما دے. کوئی ہمارا دشمن نہیں، کسی سے ہمارے دل کے اندر کینہ نہیں میرے مولا، سب کو ہم تیرے واسطے سے معاف فرماتے ہیں. یا اللہ اور سب ہمیں بھی اسی واسطے سے میرے مولا معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ عظیم گھڑی آ پہنچی ہیں، رمضان آ پہنچا ہے، سب کو میری طرف سے رمضان کی مبارک ہو میرے مولا. یا اللہ ان تمام بھائیوں بہنوں کو جو بھی سکھ شامل ہے اس ذکر کے اندر، جہاں بھی پوری دنیا میں میرے مولا، سب کے لیے بہترین رمضان فرما دے. اور یہ آفت جو اتری ہوئی ہمارے پر میرے مولا، اس رمضان بالکل پاک اور صاف کر دے. جیسے بھی تو جس طریقے سے رمضان ہمیں گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، اس میں ہمیں صبر عطا فرما، اور میرے مولا ہمیں اجر بھی نصیب فرما. یا رحم الرحیم اپنے فضل و خاص سے، اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے جتنی بھی دعائیں ہم نے مانگی میرے مولا، جو نہ مانگ سکے یا اللہ، جو نہ مانگ سکے ہمارے دلوں کے اندر موجود ہے میرے مولا، یا اللہ ان تمام دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینت فرشہ وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون، وسلام علی المرسلین، والحمد للہ رب العالمین.